In this tutorial, we will review how to auto-post exceptions with future retractions and ensure that your day sheet will balance. We will review how to auto-post exceptions with future retractions and ensure that your day sheet will balance. In auto-post, when the exception report contains a future retraction, an exception message will state the payment amount that will be retracted, and it will also suggest it be placed in the unapplied payments. And it will also suggest that it be placed in the unapplied payments. At the bottom of section 1, of the exception report, an informational message will be also display the amount that will be retracted. This information is given to allow the user to know that the amount stated will be taken back at some point on a later date. The negative amount indicates that it is a future retraction and it will not be in today's business. The adjustment code for a future retraction will be either a forwarding balance or a withhold code. Below the adjustment code, the claim number and the health insurance claim number Below the adjustment code, the FCN and health insurance claim number are listed. The health insurance claim number is the specific patient's insurance policy number. Depending on the insurance provider, this information may not always be available. MedEnt will always provide all of the information regarding the claim that is supplied. This tutorial will show how to process the exception report with a future retraction at the service level. Please note that the exception message regarding the future retraction. Is displayed the way that it is on the report because this section of the file has no CPT code available. The message at the top of the report is intended for the entire claim, not necessarily the top exception, which means that the entire report must be changed in order to properly process the claim. When doing a future retraction, you should handle the exceptions the same way you would handle other adjusted. Processing the exception report with a future retraction should always start by reversing the retracted, adjudicated charges on the claim. These will be the exceptions with the negative pay amounts. This should be followed by the reposting of the corresponding positive pay amounts. Please follow the exception message instructions for each of the adjusted charges. Click the pay amount link for the reversal, and the reverse payments and adjustments screen will appear. Scroll through the list to find the payment desired. When you've located the payment on the charge needing to be re- When you have located the payment on the charge needing to be reversed, click on the amount, and a box will appear to enter in the amount to be reversed. The total amount will always default in automatically. When you have entered in the correct amount, click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen, and a pop-up will state that you have just reversed off the insurance payment. The prompt will ask you, would you like to go to the ledger and rebill the charge to an insurance? The prompt will ask if you would like to go to the ledger and rebill the charge to an insurance. Selecting yes will access the charge detail screen. Answering no at this prompt will leave the charge out to a personal balance. At the charge detail screen, when doing the reversals, be sure to put the charge back out to the appropriate insurance prior to reposting any of the payments. At the charge detail screen, when doing the reversals, be sure to put the charge back out to the appropriate insurance prior to reposting any of the payments. Click the insurance link to designate the correct insurance provider to put the charge out to. When the insurance is set, click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen and the ledger card will appear. Click the back button and an options prompt will appear with four options to handle the specific payment. Because the exception message states to reverse and exit, selecting option 4 is the proper choice for this payment. At the options prompt, after you have selected the appropriate option, you will be asked if you are sure you don't want to reapply this payment. You will be asked if you are sure that you do not want to reapply this payment. Always select yes at this prompt when auto-posting. You do not want to reapply this payment. You do not want to reapply this payment. Remember to always reverse the corresponding adjustment when reversing a payment. Reversing an adjustment will automatically add the amount of the adjustment back to the charge. All of the negative exceptions should be reversed and exited before reposting the positive exceptions. After all the reversals are completed, at the exception report, you can click into the positive pay amount links to repost these exceptions. Notice that the exception message will state that this should be posted as no to today's business. This is because reposting of these payments is not actually adding any new money other than the charge that would be taken back on a later date. Reposting using the pay amount links will automatically set the today's business flag accurately. This is very important for the balancing of your day sheet. Click the amount link, and depending on the insurance selected, the insurance post or the Medicare post screen will be accessed. You will notice the check information and claim amounts will default in automatically.